Cool beat of Clouds Below Your Knees by Ray Lynn signals Thursday, 10 p.m. and time for So What's Your Story? Always live and the only program originating in Houston devoted entirely to storytelling right here. Only on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubicek, Professor of Communication Studies at the University of Houston downtown, with essential team player Shannon McKerchy. You know, we're returning to our usual format after an inconceivable finale to our fall fund drive, finishing 108% of our goal and slamming the door on any questions about whether our listeners support the resurgence of the art of storytelling. Your generous donations represented the dogged determination of our community, who know that the power of story transcends our airtime and takes us into worlds that inspire us with tales about courage, wisdom, laughter, and tears. Thank you. Recent pledges made by Stephen, Pat, Carl, Jean, Phil, Peggy, Jim, Tom, Jackie, and John, along with the many others that donated during our drive to help keep So What's Your Story on KPFT's eclectic program inventory. Asking for money isn't easy for me, but that's the price that we pay for expressive freedom, fueled by corporate-free Pacifica Radio. To all of you, thank you a million times over. Thank you so much. I know that I speak for Shannon when I say that we're proud to bring you this program every week. It's a habit that none of us can shake, sort of like the habit certain guest tellers have for creating fun wherever they go. Like tonight's teller, our friend and frequent guest on So What's Your Story, David Goodrow. He spends his days with lawyers as a paralegal, but David's true stock and trade is folk music, perky and complete with the kind of foot-tapping yarns that dotted the landscape of the oral tradition. He was influenced by his uncle's collection of folk music, and when his mother bought him a banjo for his 20th Christmas, it consummated his love affair with folk music. Always an opening act crowd pleaser at events sponsored by the Houston Storytellers, a group in which his storytelling wife and guest on this show several times over, Sally Bates Goodrow, is a longtime member. Not surprising, he loves musicals, and his sense of rhythmic storytelling style and raw homespun talent means we're about to have entirely too much fun. I'm so glad you're here again. This is like the 40th, 42nd time, something like that.
Third
or fourth. But it's great. This is always wonderful.
It's always a pleasure.
We get to just sit back and relax. And I know I've asked you this before, but first of all, what's your favorite musical?
Changes every time I think about it. Three that come immediately to mind are Oklahoma, which is the one I sing to embarrass people at my presence.
Yes.
My Fair Lady, and the romantic side of me just dearly loves Brigadoon.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah, three interesting ones. I think you came up with something before, like West Side Story. I don't know. Was that a possibility? I don't know. I thought for sure you were going to sing West Side Story. I thought you were going to sing Maria. Brigadoon? Really?
Our seventh grade, teacher taught it to us.
Okay.
And Miss Betty Colley, if you're out there anywhere, you're in your late 70s, but thank you so much for that wonderful seventh grade year.
Brigadoon, Oklahoma. Oklahoma. All right. Very good. Great. Have you ever been in a musical, by the way?
No. I've never been a...
But you love them.
...a stage performer of any sort, really.
Well, come on. You're on stage here. What possible stage would you want that's more valuable and more proficient than this? The entire world is listening to you tonight. This is a stage, my friend.
Well,
this
is the best radio station in Houston.
Thank you so much. I just gave him $50, and that's why he said it. And next time, I'm going to have to give you more because I need to say more. Listen, your uncle's album collection was the discovery zone for you, but who are the folk artists that you find most inspirational? Because some of them are. I know
my earliest influence were the Weavers, and then also Pete Seeger individually.
Yeah.
Woody Guthrie, Kingston Trio, Chad Mitchell Trio, all the groups of the folk revival era of the early 60s.
Any favorite songs come to mind?
Every one of them.
For those of you who are over the age of 25, you might appreciate the show. Those of you who are younger, I don't know if they're going to even remember who the Weavers are.
You need to go on Wikipedia and find out.
Oh, Wikipedia. Thank God for Wikipedia.
Amen.
My God, if Wikipedia didn't exist, my students would never do their homework at all. Okay. Let's get to the tunes. Now, we just turned the corner from Halloween, so we've got to start with Lizzie Borden, even though it's on the funnier side.
Okay.
A quick preview. Everybody knows about Lizzie Borden.
You know, August 4th, 1892, in Fall Rivers, Massachusetts.
That's right, right.
She was acquitted in the trial the following year.
Yes,
She lived out her life in the town there.
And you're going to give us a slice of Lizzie's life. No pun intended.
We're going to try. This was a song that was recorded in 1961 by the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Slice. You didn't find that funny. A slice of Lizzie's life. Okay.
Yesterday in Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and they got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks said she didn't do it. Others said she surely did. But they all agree Miss Lizzie B was a problem kind of kid, because you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts, not even if it's planned as a surprise. No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. You know how neighbors love to criticize. She got him on the sofa, where he'd gone to take a snooze, and I hope he went to heaven, cause he wasn't wearing shoes. Lizzie sort of rearranged him with a hatchet, so they say, and then she got her mother in the same old-fashioned way. But you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts, not even if you're tired of her cuisine. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts, you know that's almost sure to cause a scene. Well, they really kept her hopping on that busy afternoon, with both up and downstairs chopping while she hummed a ragtime tune. They really made her hustle, and when all was said and done, she'd removed her mother's bustle when she wasn't wearing one. But you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts and then blame all the damage on the mice. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. That sort of thing just isn't very nice. Now, it wasn't done for pleasure, wasn't done for spite, and it wasn't done because the lady wasn't very bright. She'd always done the slightest thing that Mom and Papa did. They said, Lizzie, cut it out, and that's exactly what she did. But you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts and then get dressed and go out for a walk. No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. Close the door and lock and latch it. Here comes Lizzie with a brand new hatchet. Can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Such a snob, I've heard it said. She met her pa and cut him dead. Can't chop your parents up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
Lizzie Borden.
She was quite the cut up.
You're killing me. Okay. This is Hank Rubicek with Shannon McCurchy, and you are listening to songwriter, folkteller David Goodrow on So What's Your Story? Only on KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, or KPFT.org if you're listening online. But whatever channel you've chosen, we are thrilled that you've joined us. Now, you're a Woody Guthrie fan, obviously, and you've got a few tunes to prove it, right?
Oh, I know a few of the songs that Woody wrote.
What is it about Woody that you like? I know that you're a big Woody Guthrie fan, but why Woody?
The man's honesty and simplicity in the things he believed and he wrote.
Yeah, and
he left us way too soon.
Yeah, he really did. But you know, on a very serious note, that is the beauty of folk rock. That's the beauty of folk music. They're simple and they're parable centered. There's so many lessons going on in the folk music that we hear, and we do miss it. And these are real true artists. They really are. And Woody did leave us much, much, much too soon. So, what do you got for us? Let's start with I Was Born About 1,000 Years Ago. How's that one?
Well, it's actually 10,000.
10,000 years ago.
Yeah, this song is kind of a variation of one that Woody Guthrie wrote called The Great Historical Bum. Mm-hmm. And it's just a similar theme. I always introduce it when I sing it as biographical, just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Goes something like this. Well, I was born about 10,000 years ago. and there isn't very much that I don't know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing Ring Around the Roses, and I'll whoop the guy that says it isn't so. I saw Satan as he looked the garden o'er. I saw Adam and Eve driven from the door. From behind the bushes peeping, saw the apple they were eating, and I swear that I'm the guy that at the core. I saw Cain and Abel playing in the glade, and I'm certain it was poker that they played. Ah, but here's a little rub. Did he hit him with a club? Perhaps it was a diamond or a spade. I taught Samson how to use his mighty hands. I showed Columbus to this happy land. And for Pharaoh's little kids, I built the pyramids, and to Sahara carried all the sand. I was there when Alexander crossed the sea. It was I who cheered him on to victory. And when King Darius died, I was fighting by his side, so he gave his golden chariot to me. I was present at the Battle of the Nile. And did those bullets fly? Well, I should smile. And when Pharaoh hit the king with a cutlass on the wing, I was lying at the bottom of the pile. I saw Absalom a-hanging by his hair. When they built the Wall of China, I was there. For saving David's life, he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. And I taught Solomon his little ABCs. I'm the first guy that ate Limburger cheese. And while floating down the bay with Methuselah one day, I saw his whiskers blowing in the breeze. I saw Jonah when he shoved off in the whale. Thought he'd never live to tell the tale. But old Jonah'd eaten garlic, and it gave the whale a colic, so he coughed him up and let him out of jail. And I helped Edison invent electric light. Showed Ben Franklin how to fly his kite. With the British coming near, I went riding with Revere, inspiring the Minutemen to fight. Now Queen Elizabeth, she fell in love with me. We were married in Milwaukee secretly. But I got tired and shook her and ran off with General Hooker to go shooting skeeters down in Tennessee. Well, I was born about 10,000 years ago. There ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing Ring Around the Roses, and I'll whoop the guy that says it isn't so.
Beautiful. All right. I've heard that tons of times, and I love it. Okay. Now, I did a show honoring Pete Seeger. We mentioned Pete Seeger a little while ago, and I love Pete Seeger. And I have to tell you, he lived a long life, but not long enough. Do you have a favorite Pete Seeger song? There are so many. I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, it would be impossible to pick something. On a humorous vein, the Foolish Frog,
right,
that he
Foolish
did
Frog.
Way down south in the Yankety Yank.
You know, it's impossible to sing a folk song without it coming from Pete Seeger. I mean, my gosh, it's just nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's there's one particular album that I have that he recorded again in 1961. That was an awfully good year for folk music. It's like story songs. It's like 12 songs of saints and sinners, and I got it years and years ago at a used record store down here on Westheimer for 50 cents or something. And I've still got it. I learned some great songs off of that one.
You know,
that I still sing.
If I Had a Hammer is really one of my favorites for a lot of reasons. But, you know, his version of Guantanamera, for example, even though it wasn't his tune, he's just so remarkable. It's just so remarkable. And there's something very unique, very stylistic about these folk singers. You know, I'm afraid to ask Shannon because last week I asked her what her favorite candy was, and she said gum, you know, trick-or-treating. So God only knows what she's going to come up with now. But I'm going to ask her anyway. Shannon, are there any folk singers or songs of which you are especially fond?
Well, Woody, how can you not love Woody?
I don't know. How can you not love Woody? Tell us why.
Well, who
That's
can't
a great
love
question.
Our land is our land.
Yeah.
That one.
That's your favorite song?
This land is your land.
That one. I can't even say it right. My gosh. Yeah. I'm a bad example, aren't I?
Well,
but it's still your land.
But it's still your land. Yes, Shannon. Very good. That's it?
Well,
your land is my land.
I usually love the Irish different story, you know, folk. Mm-hmm. Songs,
yeah.
But I like the way the Appalachian different tales can take off of that and use those rhythms in the same manner.
Appalachian? She must have gone to graduate school. That's a pretty intelligent insight. I don't know. Well, we can't be anything other than fond than our proud sponsor, isn't that right? The Houston Storytellers Guild. So we're going to move from folk tales to really great folks, the absolute best storyteller group in the state, who hold their story swaps on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 at the Multi-Service Center at 1475 West Gray. Skyline Screamers was a success, I understand, right? Everybody,
yeah.
Were you there?
I unfortunately missed it. I wanted to come. I know.
You were trick-or-treating looking for gum. I know. But so will Telebration. Telebration's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, Telebration's always a lot of fun, very enjoyable event, and it would give anyone who wishes to come an excellent overview of what the Houston Storyteller Guild is and does and the people in it, because every year we have different folks from the guild putting it on and telling stories and songs.
And Shannon is doing what she does best. She's going to do some great research and put it online at www.houstonstorytellers.org so we can learn all about it. But Telebration is a day of worldwide storytelling, and the Houston Storytellers Guild is hosting this sensational event with a slate of superb tellers, charged with entertaining those smart enough to reserve seats at the Black Lab, an institution in and of itself. It's a terrific venue located at 4100 Montrose on Saturday, November 22nd, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, from 7 to 9 p.m. And get this, admission is free. F-R-E-E, you heard that correct. Too expensive for you? Well, but drinks and dinners are on you. So you pay for eats and drinks, but it's free. But you do need to make a reservation because it is limited seating. So give Scott Bumgarner a call at 713-816-3795 to reserve a seat. That's 713-816-3795. If you didn't get that, don't worry about it, because Shannon is thorough as can be, and she's going to get it on our site to make sure that you can get it again. And make sure that you do get on our site for all the fun happenings. Also, a must is to check out the So What's Your Story Facebook page to behold the dedicated work done by our own Shannon McCurchy. And to Shannon, what exactly are you putting up there?
Hank, I post and research information about our fabulous guests every week, information that you would really like to know so that you know exactly what we have to offer. And I update all about different upcoming storytelling events in and around the city of Houston. And I'm really excited about this upcoming International Storytelling Day.
And you do a great job. You do such a great job. Thank you, Shannon. Now, next week, playwright and Jungian specialist Mary Jane Teagle will be gracing our studio, and she's not to be missed. This is your host, Hank Grubachek, with guest teller David Goodrow on So What's Your Story, 90.1 FM KPFT, Houston. David, how about Pretty Boy Floyd?
Can do.
All right.
That was one of a song that Woody did about famous 1930s bandit, Pretty Boy Floyd, who, depending on whether he was given to you or robbing from you, you might have a different opinion. If you'll gather round me, children, a story I will tell. Pretty Boy Floyd the outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, on a Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in the wagon, into town they rode. Now a deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of anger, which Miss Floyd overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed his gun. In the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. The outlaw took to the country to live a life of shame, and every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. He took to the trees and timber along the river's shore. Pretty boy found a welcome at many a farmer's door. It was many a starving family, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid the mortgage and saved their little home. Others talked about a stranger who came to beg a meal, and underneath the napkin left a $100 bill. In Oklahoma City, one cold December day, a whole carload of groceries came with a note to say, "You say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief." Now as through this world you travel, you'll meet lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun, and some with a fountain pen. But as through this world you wander, as through this world you roam, you will never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
All right, beautiful. I haven't heard that one. I like that. This is so much fun. You know, I'm always frustrated that this show is 30 minutes. We need to have like a six-hour show. Listeners are going, "I don't think so." But nevertheless, we'd have a ball. We'd have a ball. Let's try to get in one more. So long, it's been good to you, or good to know you, right? You told me that it's a humorous version that the Weavers did of Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl Ballad.
Yes, he did So Long, It's Good, Been Good to Know You, as a song about the people in the Dust Bowl who were forced to leave their homes because of the conditions. And the Weavers did a little bit different version. It was originally Woody's song. Now it's everybody's song. I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of the people I've met, the places I've been, some of the trouble that bothered my mind, and a lot of good people that I've left behind. Singing so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, but a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along. Now the sweethearts sat in the dark and they sparked. They hugged and they kissed in that dusty old ark. They sighed and they cried and they hugged and they kissed. But instead of marriage they were talking like this. Honey, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. But a long time since I've been home, and I gotta be drifting along. Well, I went to your family and I asked them for you. They all said, "Take her, oh, take her, please do. She can't cook or sew, and she won't scrub your floor." So I put on my coat, tiptoed toed out the door singing, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, so long, it's been good to know you, what a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along. Well, the telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher, he was making his call. He said, kind friends, this may be the end. You've got your last chance at salvation from sin. Well, the church was jammed and the church, it was packed. The pews were so crowded from the front to the back that the preacher could not read a word of his text. So he folded his specs and took up the collection. Said, so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. But a long time since I've been home. And I gotta be drifting along.
Beautiful. All right. All right. Magnificent. You know, Scooter is going to be here soon, isn't he? Scooter somewhere out there? Because Scooter loves this kind of stuff. I just know he does. And Scooter is, he does the inner side. And you've got to stay around because he'll probably want you because he needs entertainment on his show. Because he's losing it. He's going to be an entertainment. He's going to want you to stick around. He's up next, so don't be surprised if he asks you to stay here. Thank you for your talent. This is always a pleasure. Your humor, your undeniable talent, because really, you've got so much. I know that you work with attorneys, but you know what?
You're too kind.
I got to tell you, I'm not too kind. No, I'm not. You do a great, great job. Just a great
job.
Thank
you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. You're a great sport, and you need to come back a lot more. We'll get you on here early spring after the holidays for a whole new rendition, because you're coming up with new tunes all the time, aren't you?
Well, I'm remembering them, you know, as the mind muddles around. You hear something, you think, I knew that one time.
Well, you know, you need to start doing it.
I actually know two different songs about lawyers that probably need to do at some point.
Yeah, well, we want songs about truthful things, yes. Don't go away, because Scooter is up next with the inner side to complete the backside of this Power Hour on KPFT. Make 90.1 a part of every day, and while you're driving home, tuning in for the night, or just chilling, join us every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story, and ease into the weekend right. You keep loving a great story, and I'm going to keep bringing them to you. Be good to each other. I'm Dr. Hank, reminding you that it is never too late to live happily ever after. Peace.